Well, our catechism questions for this morning are questions 47 and 48, which deal with the third commandment. Which is the third commandment? The third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. What is required in the third commandment? The third commandment requires the holy and reverent use of God's names, titles, attributes, ordinances, word and works. Probably, and especially in the country in which we live in, one of the commandments that are so often transgressed on a daily and frequent basis is this command. There seems to be a almost culture in this country of using God's name in an irreverent way, in a way that is not suitable, never mind altogether blasphemous use of God's name. And it's passed off as just common to our culture and something that we do as Irish people. But it makes it no less a transgression of the third commandment. The name of God is so important because it represents all that he is. His name is a reflection of his character. So if we use his name in a wrong way, we are blaspheming not only the name, but the very character of God. Briefly, the requirements that are laid down in the second question. First of all, the third commandment requires the holy and reverent use of God's name. So in Psalm 29 verse 2 it says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And all the way through the scripture, the connection between God's name and worship is repeated many times. This whole idea of reverencing the name of God being associated with worship is a clear principle and doctrine of the Word of God. And the association also in that verse with glory. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. His name is worthy of glory, worthy of worship, worthy of honor. But then also his titles and attributes in Revelation 15, 3 and 4. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. So he is the Lord God Almighty. He is just and true. He's the King of saints. And all these are included in that command, if you like. Not only to honor his name, and not only to not blaspheme his name, but to consider all the attributes, the titles of God. Again, speaking of what God is. He is holy. He is just. He is almighty. And this is inextricably linked with his worship, because we worship God for who and what he is. If we take away who and what God is, well then we have no reason in a sense to worship. But we worship based upon his name, his titles and his attributes. But then also his ordinances, Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fields, for they consider not that they do evil. An honor of God's name and God's titles also includes an honor to God's commands, God's ordinances. So if I don't honor God's name, if I don't honor God's character, I certainly will not honor his commands or his ordinances. So, if you like, a dishonoring of God's name is really just an indicator, a very clear indicator, that we have no regard for God at all. There's no regard of God for those who taketh his name in vain. And even as the command itself says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Such a serious command that God goes so far as to say that if you are one that uses his name in a blasphemous way, you will not be found innocent. There will be no salvation for those who take the name of the Lord God in vain. But then also his word, Psalm 138 verse 2, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. See how the word of God is given such a high and exalted place, that God has magnified or exalted his word even above his name. This name that is so important, this name that we're not to blaspheme. God has exalted his word even higher than his name. So we are to reverence his names, his titles, his attributes, his commands or ordinances, and his word, but also his works. Job 36:24. Remember that thou magnify his work, what God has done, which men behold. One of the problems with the whole false teaching of evolution is that it simply just does not praise God for what he has done. God has made everything. God has created everything. And we, as his creatures, are to magnify him and to praise him for that work. Could you imagine if, a simple illustration, if somebody turned around and said, well, one of these famous works of art, we're never going to mention the artist again in connection with them. So just think of one of your favorite works of art and the whole world was to say, well, we're never going to recognize the man. We always do. We never mention the Mona Lisa without thinking of Da Vinci. We never think of all the works of Van Gogh without mentioning his name or even thinking of him. And that's a giving of honor to the one who created those works. And rightly so. It is right to give honor to those who have created great things and made great things. But the responsibility of the third commandment is not just to honor God's name, but everything that that means, which includes what he has done. And to praise him, and to magnify his work, and to show the greatness of what he has done. But then, Deuteronomy 28, verse 58 and 59, if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses and of long continuance. That fearful, that glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. And we remember also, don't we, that it's by the name of Jesus that we are saved. This name by which we are saved. That's why we are to worship him. We are saved and we are sanctified by his very name. So the third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain.